connecting to your own sexual energy and then learning how to loop that energy with your partner. And we have a six-week program in the book, the Sex in Six program, that does just that. It starts with exercises that are really getting you back in your body, getting you feeling your sexual energy again, and it progresses to exercises to do with your partner. And it's all based on information from the ancient Taoists. It's 2,000-year-old Taoist texts I based this book on. Some of them were found in a temple in China in the 1970s, and I brought it right up to date for modern couples, the kind of couples who come and see me in my acupuncture practice in New York.
You start in your book, here again, Sex Again, as to why we don't do it. And you explain as to why people don't do it anymore, right?
I do. I mean, we're not doing it as much as we used to. Surprisingly enough, we live in the most sexualized culture there's really ever been, and we're bombarded with sexual imagery on the internet and in movies, so you'd think we'd be doing it a lot. But in fact, 40 million Americans in adult couple relationships aren't doing it at all, and a third of women say they don't feel like doing it. And the people who come and see me in my practice in New York at the Unova Center tell me three things, really. They say, I'm too tired. Women particularly say, look, I'm just too tired. I get the kids to bed and my day is done and I don't feel like it. People tell me I'm too stressed. You know, they say I can't get my head in the game. I start and then I'm thinking of tomorrow's to-do list and I can't focus. The third reason that people give me is I don't feel sexy. And I think that's because we live in this sexualized culture and we're bombarded with all these images and we feel like we don't measure up. Women tell me they're worried about the jiggly bit under their arm or their cellulite and they're just not feeling good about themselves.
So how do you go about the process of jump-starting your intimacy?
Well, I think you start with you. There are many exercises in the book to connect you back to your own sexual energy. You have to feel sexual. And some of the exercises we do aren't particularly sexual. There's a chocolate meditation, which is great for Valentine's Day, of course. And it's where you just sit and you let some chocolate melt in your mouth and you allow yourself to focus on the sensual aspects of that. And really, it's just designed to keep you in your body and to get you out of your head and get you focusing on sensual experience. We have massages to do with your partner. We have breathing exercises. And then we have lots and lots of tips for spicing it up. We have 10 positions that are drawn from the ancient Taoists that are all kind of doable and cool and called by the original names like Mandarin ducks and cicada. So there's lots of possibilities in the book. And then I navigate people through it by creating a six-week program so that they can start at the beginning and hopefully by the end be having much better sex.
You're talking about the Sex in Six, is that correct?
The Sex in Six program.
How does that work?
Well, that is a six-week program. You can sign up online to do it free at sexagainprogram.com, and you can get a daily email from me giving you a tip a day, and it takes you through all the information in the book in an organized way. Some of it's very simple. Some of it's just remember to kiss. I think kissing is one of the first things that goes in a relationship, and so we have a section where we say kiss him longer than it takes to sneeze and that kind of thing.
Okay. Now, I'm glad you mentioned massage because I was going to ask you the importance of touch. How important is it?
It's very, very important. And I think massage is particularly important. Sexual pleasure really depends on energy moving in your body and moving between you. So when you massage your partner, you're moving energy between you. And it's obviously good for you. It's relaxing and it's intimate. And I think it's one of the things that can help couples reconnect.
So now the couples have to basically just let go of everything that's going on in their lives just to concentrate on each other because, you know, there are so many stressful things going on with them.
There are. There's a lot of pressure on people, and I really understand that. I'm a working mom myself, and I get it. But I do think that you need to make time for your sexual connection. It's a very spiritual connection that you have with someone, and it's important. And it doesn't have to be a ton of time. I know that if you're busy, you don't have a ton of time. We have a little section in the book extolling the virtues of the quickie, and sometimes a quickie is all you have time for. And my patients tell me, you know, you suggested I had a quickie, and it wasn't, you know, the most mind-blowing, extraordinary experience, but I felt affectionate about my husband and connected to him all day, and I think that's important.
What is a loop? You said do a loop. What does that mean?
Well, we have an exercise that comes from the ancient Taoists called the loop. And I teach it to people on their own to start with, and you learn to make a little loop of your sexual energy in your body. You take energy up your spine and down the front of your body, and then you add a little squeeze so that you concentrate sexual energy in your pelvic area. And then over the course of the six-week program, we teach people to loop with a partner and synchronize their breath so that when he breathes out, you breathe in and you take energy down and circulate it around the two of you, and we add the little squeeze. It's actually really, really fun, and people who get to be expert loopers tell me that they have vastly improved sex lives. It helps spread out the sensation throughout their bodies, and it feels really good.
Now, I often heard that people go out of their way to find, go to the stores and get these apparatuses that hopefully will help their sex life. Do those work?
I think they can, and obviously whatever works for you is just fine, but I think they can also be a bit disconnecting, and that good sex comes from connection and deep intimacy with another human being, so I think sex toys and things like that can be used in a very connecting way, but they can also be used in a very disconnecting way, and it really depends on how you use them.
Now, you are a licensed acupuncturist. Does that help?
It does. We do acupuncture all the time at the Inova Center for couples who are trying to reignite their sex drive. We also prescribe Chinese herbs. My specialty is reproductive medicine. My first book was called Making Babies. It was all about how to get pregnant. And this one is all about how to recharge your libido. And in my practice, I use acupuncture and Chinese herbs the whole time to do that. And my husband, who I work with and who wrote the For the Guys section in this book, he treats men and male sexual dysfunction using Chinese medicine too.
You're not using your husband as a guinea pig, are you?
To a certain extent, I did. We certainly road tested everything in this book as I was writing it, which was actually kind of fun. And we measured whether it was doable by whether, you know, I'm 49, as is he, whether we could do it, whether it went in the book or not. So there were some things that we decided were just a little too athletic, and we left them out. But, we road tested this book.
Now, I am fascinated by the fact that, your knowledge of Chinese herbs, that is fantastic. Do you use some of those in trying to get your groove back?
I do. And Chinese herbs are a fascinating subject. There are literally thousands and thousands of different herbs from China. Many of them have been used for thousands of years. And there are many libido tonics. The trick, though, is to have them accurately prescribed for you. Herbs sometimes, something gets a reputation as being good for your mojo, something like horny goatweed, and people take it, and it may not be appropriate for you. There are many reasons why people aren't feeling sexual, and so, some of these herbs help your body produce more testosterone, which is great if your testosterone is low, but it's actually a really bad idea if you already have good testosterone. It could make you very angry and irritable, actually. So the trick is to find the Chinese herb list and get them to prescribe a tailored formula specially for you.
All right. I was kind of curious about that because I've always heard about the Spanish fly, and I wondered if that was really true.
Well, what Spanish fly really does actually is just create a little bit of irritation in the urethra, which can feel a sexual urge, I think. But it's not really, to me, it's not really a root treatment. You know what I mean? It's a little bit of a branch treatment. It creates a little bit of heat in the genitals, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not solving the problem.
So what would you recommend for couples to enjoy the Valentine's Day, the love holiday, this coming week?
I would focus on your connection. Remember that it's actually really important that this is a deep, spiritual, physical, energetic connection that you have with another human being. I think it helps you feel soft towards someone in some ways. You connect to their vulnerability, and sex is a very important part of opening up your heart and feeling loving. So I would prioritize sex as Valentine's Day.
Oh, wonderful. If our listeners would like more information on you and your work, where can they go?
They can find out more about this book at sexagainprogram.com, and they can find out more about me at our center, the Yinova Center, Yinova Center in New York.
Thank you so much, Jill. It's been a pleasure.
It's been great. Thank you.